You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, Keish just keeps getting better, and she's been getting better every game and every week since she's been here. And I think that's because she's just such a great person to coach. She loves being coached, and she accepts coaching, and she wants to get better, and she wants to be coached. And so she doesn't fight coaching. She really tries to embrace it. And I'm not saying that the coaching staff here is why she's getting better, but it helps when a player is not a know-it-all and thinks they have everything down. That's when players kind of take a couple steps forward and then a lot of steps backwards. And Keisha's just been very, very, very great to be around, great to coach, and just a great person. She still has a lot of work to do before she reaches the greatness that I see in her. And I think that's going to happen because she does work so hard.
This is finally the last year of the Quigley family at DePaul, too.
The Quigleys are just great young women, and both Allie and Sam are, you know, it's one of those situations where we were blessed to have both girls, the Quigley girls, and we're going to miss them very, very, very much. And, you know, they're just a great family. Sam has been one of the best captains I've ever coached. My athletic director, my boss, Jeannie Lenti-Ponsetto, is absolutely the best captain I've ever had. And I've had a lot of others that have been great. Sarah Kustak, who actually works media here in Chicago. Jenny Dant, who works at University of Illinois Chicago. We've had a lot of very quality captains. But you know, Sam Quigley is as good as it gets as a captain goes. So we're going to miss her very much, as we already are missing Allie, her sister, who has graduated a couple of years ago already.